Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I continue with our interview with Mayor Hillary Sheevy of Reno. It's part two today for the whole show.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program for part two of our interview with Mayor of Reno, Hillary Sheevy. With the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center just booming, we've had county commissioners on the program that are saying that there's almost a war developing in, between the county and the city. Do you agree with that?
In
terms of territory annexation?
I would say clarify, like, what do you mean war?
Annexation,
because I actually think, like, the county and city relationship is better than it's ever been in a long time. Now, it doesn't mean that we don't disagree. We certainly disagree on certain situations. It could be infrastructure, and then, you know, there's the regional governing boards that some of my elected sit on, some of their elected sit on, and I think that they tend to maybe not agree on some of those things. But, you know, that's pretty normal. But at the end of the day, I mean, for the most part, I was just at the county, and they've been tremendous to work with. So it probably depends on issue.
I guess annexation would be one of the biggest ones.
Right. Well, it just it all depends on the area, too.
I mean, North Valley.
Some of them, like, north. There you go, right?
You ask me questions,
right,
I'll give
right,
you answers.
Right, right, there you go. Exactly, there you go. And, you know, those are things that you really have to look at, because it's, A, can the city afford to do it? And then also, can we provide services? And so that's why regional planning is so important. And as you remember, there were some people that were trying to get away from regional planning and have it taken out at the legislature. And I think, you know, looking at plans of regional significance together are important. Those are issues that affect us so much. Like you're talking about a trick, whether it's water, whether it's roads. I mean, it's a lot of things that we need to come together on. I mean, you even know this by looking at fire stations, making sure that we're not building fire stations on top of one another and we're staying fiscally responsible. That's one of the things I think that made all of us crazy, is looking at fire stations being built on top of fire stations. So again, I think coming back to regional plan, it's important. We are going to have to agree to disagree sometimes, but I think at the end of the day, I think our relationship is actually so much better.
Well, specifically, Washoe County Commissioner Kitty Jung said on this program recently, she called the relationship between the commission and the city council the quote-unquote an arms race, and said that regional planning and annexations are factors that plague the relationship.
Yeah.
And she was especially critical of the city of Reno annexing county land in the North Valleys.
Well, maybe next time we'll have Kitty on and we'll sit here and we'll hash it out, because quite frankly, I haven't seen any of that. And that's where I think that could possibly be happening in those regional meetings, but I have not seen that at all. So I guess, you know, I'm a little surprised by that. And again, we have a pretty good relationship. And so that's not something that I've witnessed. Now, that doesn't mean other council members have not witnessed that, but I can say firsthand, I have not seen that.
Have there been any discussions? I've kind of heard rumors about this, but nothing definitive. So I wanted to ask about with all the growth in Story County and the money that's in Story County now, that potentially other counties, there was a run at the last legislative session pushed by Skip Daly that got blown up to try and put rules and regulations on surrounding counties to Story County. But is there any attempt, do you think, to get rid of Story County and absorb it into the other counties because there's just so much money there now?
I don't think so, and I haven't heard that conversation since it ended at the legislature, to be honest with you. I just don't see the appetite for that.
Because, I mean, there's going to be a lot of expense in Washoe County and in Reno and Sparks, Lyon County, to accommodate the growth that's occurring at TRI. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're almost out of land.
Yeah, and it's pretty unbelievable to imagine if you think about it. Yeah, I mean, I see, and again, I think that's why it's so important to have that regional approach. It really, all of us have to come to the table, whether it's Sparks, the county, TRI, the city of Reno. I mean, look at the water that, you know, we just did the water going out to TRI, right?
So this is a treated effluent.
Exactly. So that's why I think it is so important to have those regional governing boards so that we are making those decisions together, because you can see how detrimental it can be if you're leaving one out. And certainly everyone has to protect their own interests, just as I am protecting the city of Reno. That's sort of my job, right? So, and so I do think, you know, there might be some ideas over different entities of certainly infrastructure. Let's take infrastructure. You know, right now you're sort of hearing about maybe the spaghetti bowl gets put on hold so another road could be built out there, right? And of course the city of Reno is saying, oh no, wait, the spaghetti bowl has been, you know, so treacherous. It's been horrendous, right? So of course we're saying absolutely not. And there's other entities from all over, like, you know, Sparks is saying, hey, we need that TRI direct approach. And I understand that, but I think that's where you kind of have to say, again, we all have to make these decisions regionally.
Lance was talking about a 60,000 acre project that's going to be announced at the beginning of next year. Mm. I'm sure there are non-disclosure rules around this, but have you heard anything about a project this size? Because that's mm-hmm. two-thirds the size of Carson City.
It's pretty massive from, you know, what I'm hearing, but at the same time, it's one of those things where I hear a lot of projects. I hear a lot of different companies coming in. I would say 4 or 5 times a week, I'm speaking with companies from all over the world that want to come to Reno. I mean, it's such an attractive place. So it doesn't surprise me, but it's also one of those things that I've seen many projects have a lot of momentum, and then all of a sudden they get there and, you know, something has happened to where it just would never come to fruition. So I'm kind of one of those now, you know, I'll believe it whenever I see it. I mean, look at Faraday, right? So I think you have to kind of be very careful about, you know, looking at projects and saying, okay, this is a done deal.
But this is something that you have heard about.
Well, there's been some buzz, but again, and I haven't heard it from him directly, so, you know, I don't know.
You have to listen to newsmakers.
Right, there you go. There you go. So, you know, I don't know, and that's something, again, there's a lot of hearsay in this business. So, you know, until I hear it from the horse's mouth, then I'll believe it.
All right.
But you might know better than I would, Sam.
I doubt that, Madam Mayor.
I've got to keep you close.
All right, we'll be right back. More with the mayor after this.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, before we get thrown out of the mayor's office, we continue our conversation with Hillary Sheevy. She's the mayor of Reno.
Mayor Sheevy, one of the most iconic structures in downtown Reno is, of course, the Reno Arch. And I was wondering, there's been a controversy here. Should it remain with neon lighting, or should it go to a more programmable color-changing bulbs?
Right.
Some people like the neon because it takes us back to our Reno tradition. Yes,
right, the heyday for sure. And then first let's clarify, because again, you know, there's always that rumor mill, and I've heard that the arch will change significantly in design and structure, and that's not the case. So I want to make sure everyone knows that. The arch is going to stay very traditional, but it does need a few things, and it needs a facelift. And what I mean by that is you'll see some of the gold on it that's incredibly scratched, and there's a lot of graffiti on it. And it's one of the most, like you said, most iconic pieces that we have in the city of Reno. And it's in the hundreds of thousands of how many pictures are taken next to the arch every month. It's something that tourists completely gravitate to, so we want to make sure that we're keeping it looking nice and setting a great image. However, I also think we want to be very energy efficient, and so we're looking at doing that. And we also, one of the challenges that we've seen is that when it comes to the arch, people want us to change the color, right? When we have the university basketball games, or whenever we're honoring our police department, people want to see it change to blue, or they might want to see it change to red, or, you know, there's all these different sort of events that people want to see this change, the arch change to. And so we want to make sure that we're doing that financially responsible, because to change that is about $4,000, and all of that's done by hand. And I don't think people realize that. But if you look at the bulbs now, many of them are either broken or they're not in working order anymore. So, and I just think that the arch deserves a lot of respect, and we need to keep it nice. So we'll see. It depends on cost. I definitely am all about the neon, but I want to make sure the cost is something that we can consider, you know, we can afford to do.
So how much can the city afford to put into fixing the arch up or renovating it?
Mm-hmm. Well, not much. And that's where we've actually asked, right? I see Sam over here shaking his head. But this is where we've asked the RSCVA and wanting that money to come from the $2 surcharge, because we think that makes sense.
That's the room charge.
Right. It's very tourism related. And again, that's what that room charge is for. So we really want that money to come out of the $2 room surcharge.
What does the RSCVA think of that?
They voted to do it. So I'm excited about that.
It seems like the leadership of the RSCVA is the most exciting that we've seen in decades.
I should hope so, because we really have worked so hard in the last 3 years. We've made some massive, massive changes. And if you look at our new branding and marketing, it's pretty dynamic. And we're getting recognized all over the world, actually, for it. And it's just exciting times to be there. People are really taking Reno Tahoe so seriously now, and we're kind of hitting all those top 10 lists across the country. So it's impressive to see all this national PR happening around the RSCVA.
You've got the Morello Group that have just done amazing things with the Grand Sierra. You've got Marnell Gaming taking over the Nugget, a heavyweight company.
Stations
yep. coming in.
Yes.
Are there other Southern Nevada gaming companies that are looking at Reno right now?
We actually have had a ton of interest from Southern Nevada gamers, but I haven't seen, like I said, going back to what comes to fruition, I think there's been a lot of interest, but I also think we want to stay really diversified whenever it comes to our economy and what we're doing here in Reno. We're very different than Las Vegas, and I think that's why people gravitate to Reno. We really have that sense of community, where they have a big sense of entertainment, and so I think up here it's the feel is a little bit different. So we want to stay a little bit more.
But you're not
going to
have it. Well, you know, I mean, that's all good and well to say.
right.
But you now have Eldorado Resorts with 4,000 mm-hmm. rooms in downtown Reno. You have expansion yeah. plans that have been on the books forever for the Sparks Nugget, for another tower, another parking
right.
garage. Same story for the Peppa Mill, another tower, another parking garage on the north parking lot. The Atlantis
right.
has a bridge over South Virginia Street, of which they could either build amenities
right.
or they could put another hotel tower on.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that we're not going to continue to see the entertainment industry go. But I think it's also balanced by all that's happening with all these other companies here, these startups that are coming, the cost of living in the Bay Area, that we have so much going for us that I think you're going to have both. So you're going to have a very healthy entertainment business in Northern Nevada, but you'll also have much healthier diversification.
And I think you're absolutely right. But I think what I mean by having the Southern Nevada gamers look at Reno, it's a totally different market than what they've seen in Las Vegas. So I still feel like after speaking to some of them, there's this hesitancy with the Reno market. I think it's just a totally different animal for them. And so they're seeing all this growth and everyone wants to be a part of it for sure. That's something we're definitely seeing. But I still feel like there's some people are the gaming industry is a little skeptical of Northern Nevada and, you know, thinking, would it be too oversaturated?
Hey, you know, the construction industry, the housing construction industry is skeptical
and you're
of
exactly
Northern Nevada,
right.
And they live here.
You are exactly right, because so many of them did get burned in the recession. And, you know, a lot of them will say that, hey, we want to do projects, but we still are skeptical. And people are saying, hey, is this a boom, right? And
John Decree.
I don't know, are we Bitcoin?
No. Right? John Decree. Who is a gaming analyst for Union Gaming, wrote a piece about a month ago and talked about on our program after the report came out. He was so enthusiastic. I said, I've been looking at this and thinking that we're in the beginning of a 10 to 20 year boom. And he agreed. Mm. And so I don't think, you know, when gaming analysts who are paid to look negatively at everything are saying that Reno is one of the top two markets in the country, along with Black Hawk in Colorado, that's not a bad thing, and that should give people confidence.
Right. Well, and I think you're right. And that's one thing, too, I want people to remember about gaming, is that gaming's been really good to us. We've been very fortunate. They've done a lot in this community, and we still rely on them heavily in a lot of different ways. So I do think that we have to remember that, what they bring to the table. And it's been kind of exciting to really watch, because they went through a really tough time. And Reno did in general, right? So,
And you've got heavyweights up at Lake Tahoe like Diana Bennett.
You're exactly right.
Who bought
the
Hard Rock Hotel up there.
You're exactly right.
Hey, I'm going to steal one more segment with you. We'll be right back with the mayor after this.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the mayor of Reno, Hillary Sheevy.
You know, Ms. Mayor, Greater Nevada Field is just down the road from City Hall. And, of course, the Reno Aces AAA baseball team plays there. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, it was announced that Las Vegas' team in the Women's Basketball Association, their new team, was going to also be called the Aces. So I'm just wondering, what do you think about a Las Vegas team basically stealing the nickname of our AAA baseball team?
Well, I'm very competitive, so of course I don't want to share, right? And that's just my sports background. And then part of me says, hey, there's room for all. We're the Nevada family. But, I mean, it could get, you know, very confusing, and so I hope that's not the case. But, again, you know, it was ours first. But, no, I mean, You know, it's not something that I have spoken to the ACEs about and how concerned they are. I mean, if they feel like there's, you know, concerns over some of the, you know, infringement, obviously that would be, you know, something that they probably want to look at. There's got to be something in, you know, in some of their bylaws, I would think. You know, some of these teams are probably, they are named the same. So I'm all about the Nevada family, and I think we can all get along and work it out.
Well, they're different sports.
Right.
Okay.
One other question. I'm stealing this from Ray here. Okay. During your last visit to the show, you said that you're working on a bill for the 2019 legislature that could change the role of the Reno mayor to mirror that of the mayor of Sparks. Mm-hmm. The change, if approved, could give Reno mayor a role as a city leader or CEO separate from the city council.
Right.
Is this going ahead?
It's something that I believe in and I will continue to work on. I want people to clearly understand this isn't about a power grab. This is really about defining the role as the mayor. Now that we will have wards represented, all the wards will be represented except for the entire city. And I think the I think the mayor's position needs to represent the entire city. And that's what makes it different than being a ward representative. And then we also, that means we run at large and the rest of those wards will not. But it's going back to, first of all, I do believe in term limits. I want to make that clear. So I think that's important. And I also...
And this wouldn't be a... Would this be a term-limited position?
Yes. So we would look at term limits, and also it wouldn't have veto power. You know, there's different ways that you could structure different charters throughout the country that, you know, have the strong form of mayor government, which I am in favor for. And remember, I'm the only one that has sat in the at-large seat as a council person and then at mayor. And I think that they're two, not that I think, I know, they're two very distinctive positions. And the one thing is the public doesn't know, they don't realize that there is a difference. And so that's something I think that should be clarified. I think the role as mayor is important. And I believe that when disaster happens or some crisis happens in the city, the people want to hear from the mayor. They think that that is important. And so I really want to define the role of the mayor because, again, I believe it is important.
If this were to pass, this bill in the 2019 legislature, would that take the time that you spent on the city council as a city council person away from the time that you spent at mayor, so you would actually get a little bit more time if you wanted before you were term limited at mayor? And it would also, would it also allow former Councilwoman Jessica Ferraza to run for mayor?
And you got about 20 seconds.
Okay. Well, I don't know what her future plans are for politics, but I do think it's important. What I want people to know is it is important for council members to be able to run, okay? Whether it's Jenny Brekus, Naomi Jardine, Oscar Delgado, they should be able to run for mayor. They have the experience. It's a separate position. And so that's what I want to make sure going to legislature and fighting for.
And that's where we have to leave it. Mayor Sheevy, thank you so much. We appreciate it, and we'll be right back.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lorianne, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Sully Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature Build Your Own Bloody Mary Bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
On our next broadcast, UNLV Professor of Political Science Dave DeMore will see you then.